Shur Yud Inido Yorodea in Benos Kusim, Hesu and Etoshim Membeis, May 27, 1982, on Thursday, continued.
The Mishaleya, the Misatim, is stopped. So we see that even though the Soyah Mishaleyach itself causes Tumet to the Mishaleyach, to the Shliach, who takes him to the Mibor, who takes it to the Mibor, but still, the Soyah itself remains Soyah. So in many ways, we can say that the cause of Zevi Tomeh implies his reference to the Zagreideh. So, without reading and without the Pasuk, I wouldn't know that the Zibeh is becoming a Maser, even though the Zav itself, as a result of that Zibeh, is becoming a Maser. But the Zibeh itself not, in the same way as the Soya HaMishaleach, who causes to the Mishaleach, the person who is Misasi to the Soya HaMishaleach, so becomes Tomei, but the Soya HaMishaleach itself remains Tomei. So I'm telling you, I should get to my head about it, but I'm on a fire and mighty boy. But who are gone, I don't think serious as that, being what they've been cooking. The king did not pull me also. I saw you, Zoho, and I was sitting in my own so he came over, and I was sitting in my own so we actually have one with zero with that bumble. Mars have come with the family in Maso. Zero, you come with the Maso. Now, So Abaye was patient, get Abaye was patient, the Shire by Rabbi Yehi say that in Abaye, whether the Yerushin is on the tail, whether it's becoming a mass or not, whether the king's evil is minor, some may be in Tamil, or you will have my own, and it's not in Tamil. So Abaye was patient, the child, he says, because of the head of Zeis Yerasadon, Vasha Fitzim and Shefazer Alton, Vahabdog of Vinigos, Vahazor Bezei, Vahazor of Lankepo, Unisha Felishka Pitleo, and so that posse explicitly deals with Zavidon, doesn't deal with Mitzera, doesn't spell out Mitzera, but we use from the Lamed of Vahazor of Lankepo Mitzera. So in Mela that means that not only does that posse discuss Zav and Zodeh, the Pasuk discusses Mitzera also, because we learn out from La Zoho and from La Kevo that the Bayonis of the Mitzera, Zoho and Kevo are coming. So maybe we can learn out that Zeisir Sazo, Ben Godeo, Zeisir Sazo. And then next was so in that passage is implicit, is included materials, because the not can be also. I saw it is all rabbit material my hands of material, rabbit international cell. So in many ways we have a hackage between Zav. So to between Zav and Mutero, because in that passage Zav is mentioned explicitly, and Mitzero is intimated, is Mehumes, through the Moshe, the Lamed. The actual Achmono, Mitzero is Zav Gomo. Ma Zav Gomo, Mitami the Maso, so since that passage mentions, is expressive of a hekesh between Zav and Mitzero, so just as the Zav Gomo is Mitami the Maso, at the Yomishen Yoshon Mitzero, is also a time. Now, let's see that. Might be for your rabbi, say, well, you are not because you got to receive it. We trust our day, we resolve all the rabbi's court. Don't you say, see, that's all not. Why shall we resolve all the rabbi's detail? Means that's detail in that bubble. Thou say, yes. The Baha'i called the occasion in Sayo Tao Pixie. That's what the same day, how we start. So now there's this posse. The Azov is a day. Azov is one of the years, say, the second day. So now this passage discusses a Zov Balshteiriyah. So certainly discusses Balzov Balshteiriyah, Zov Balshteiriyah. So by qualification, it's in a Talmud scene. Balzov Ezeh, Hamishtai, Uchsiz, Ve'ilazokho, Ve'abis Mitzero. So in other words, so on one hand, So with Menschen in der Fossil, on the other hand, mit Zehra ist die Umwelt in der Fossil. Kikin so gomo. Maza gomo zeyri mitame li mazo, e izabo shtei vries is mitame li mazo, af mit Zehra is zeyri mitame li mazo. Vakti no rishendo. Tidi shleim in mofi koi in zoho. Lizof koti. Vyao is mit Zehra zoho mutzeras mit hivo. Ikei mi boye rei rishendo maro. In other words, if the Sila had learned how to reduce La Lazo from Lazo. So, if the Sila had reduced from Lazo that Izoho is Mitamari, that the court Begene is Mitamari Dizebe, and reality is Izoho, Mutaras, Mikibo, we can avoid the Mishema Mal, we are in Sabo, we are in Sabo, we are in Sola, we can go back and say, we even reveal to the attention is of God. Ila Maya. Our harsh word, it seems the Gemara said before, and that one of the other don't get it. The Mitzir Zoho is Kashi Dabono, so we talk to Miboye. So we go to Miboye. So in other words, we learn out from Mitzero because that a cotton begene is Mitano Mitzero, that we learn out, but that we learn out from Zeistira Zazo, Bein Koto Bein Koto. So in many ways that means that the language of Azoho is we are Malbe, the Tumas Mayones of the Mitzvah. So that means that in that person I mentioned the Tumas Mitzvah of Azoho and the Tumasar. So in many ways there is a, alright, this is Rashi. Then Rashi mentions another thing. According to Rashi's Pshat, the Abayo of Rabbi Yitzchak has reference to the Rio Risheino Shel Mitzeiro. And Rio Risheino of a here to Portoyer is certainly not the Abayo of Rabbi Yitzchak. And the Abayo of Rabbi Yitzchak was maybe the Rio Risheino of Yitzchak. Of the Rio Risheino of the Mitzeiro is Mohammed. And then the Abayis Pechei, that it is Mohammed. So in other words, so according to Maskone of the Gemara, according to Rashi's Pshat, the first discharge of the year to four Toya is not the Mahalimas. Because it has the status of the Sheikh Mazera, it's only the Mahalimas. But the first discharge of the Mitzere is the Mahalimas. But then, there is another option. The Yisrael Farshe, by the Rabbi Yisrael Bochat, Rio Rishinu Shom Yitzei, or Maru Shem Tamim Mas, Bizov Kreda Vinti Poyro, or the Vadan Ha. Whoever is according to Rashi Pshat. So Zov Kreda, a toy. So, a year before toy. So the Rio Rishinu is certainly not the Tamim Mas. So according to this Pshat, no. The Rio Rishinu of a year before toy is certainly the Tamim Mas. But, The Shaila is, maybe only here to Fortoya the real Rishen is the Tabel Masa. But the real Rishen of the Mitzere, not here to Fortoya, is not the Tabel Masa. I mean, that's a very strange job. After all, Yeshua HaMasai wanted. So if we assume, like Ashes Shite, that the real Rishen of Zive, of here to Fortoya, is certainly not the Tabel Masa, then we can understand. So, the real Rishenio, the Zive Rishenio, of the year to Portoyo, is not the Tamil Masa, because it has the same status as the Sheikh Hazar. So it's not the Tamil Masa, it's only the Tamil Masa. But, a real Rishenio, the first discharge of Zive in the Zive, is more common, and that's much more common. But according to the other Rishenio, so, on the contrary, the real Rishen of here to Portoya is certainly Tamilimas. It's not an analogous to the Sheikh Mazar. But the Shaila is maybe the real Rishen of a person who is already Tomei because of Tumas Toras, that is not Tamilimas. I mean, that sounds strange. doubt the Tumas Ras Mihoche. But he certainly, yes, if he hadn't been there before, so then the first discharge of Sime would be Tumas. And the Gemara had something like, oh, if he had been there before, so then he's going what? Why should he go what? But that's the pshat of the other shit. All right. Now let's see. Inside. Wie ist die Farsche weiter am Wiese von? Rieh ich mich schon mit Zehn, ob ich in Tammase, wie sagt der Jurid in Boyero, die Wange mit Tame, die bekommen, die kann man mit dem Wiese im Schuh und Tome, und die Knie mit der Mann in Chor und Masos. So, Rashi applies that the more in Dampir in Damanido to the Rio Shlio, but these Rishayim, they apply it to Rio Rishayim. Kiki Boyero mit Zehre, wie können wir mal dieser Kredo in die Tame, wie schon die Remes und Tume? Aber mit Zehre, vor Tomio, I mean, what's the wrongness? What, how could we have such a sort of item? That the Rio Rishayim over here to Fort Tomio, where he had been Tome, is retiring from us. And if he had been talking before, Machmas Torah, he's not retiring. How does he explain? How do they explain it? So they explain it like this. Because if it's a real shaman here to Fort Hoya, so maybe it's giving too much muscle to the person. Because until this year, he wasn't retiring from us. Mashainki now, as a result of this discharge, he's the person, he becomes Mitamu Mutasi. So the male, since the person is Mitamu Mutasi, since the person is Mitamu Mutasi, so the Zivi itself is also Mitamu Mutasi, because of that Kawahem. Mashainki, in the Zivi Rishayin of someone who already was Tomin Machas Torah before. So we couldn't say that this Zive gives him the Tumeh of Masa, because he was stomach even prior to that Zive, because Mahmas Tumeh Saras. So maybe we couldn't apply that Kalahinda, Lachinan Gerin Tumeh, Leatzman Koch. So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak and Mishayle as whether it is the Tumeh de Masa or not. Yes? What?
After one
Riyah of Zive.
Which is like you were saying that like that.
Because previously he said not like that, because we said everything according to the Shita of Rashi and no Rishayim, because this is a very difficult Shita. But, so that's why we said that, because we discussed it according to the Shita of Rashi and according to all the Rishayim. But these Rishayim, they are here. What is it? Yes, in other words, they say that, in other words, that we, it's not to be equated with Shefazah. It's not to be equated with Shefazah. Alright. Reason for Shabbat Nabi is not a relation from Tzilom Ha'ashim Tamu Ma'asim without being with the Boyle. The one with Tamu Ma'asim Tamu Ma'asim Shintomi. And we claim that Nabi is called Ma'asos. Kiki Boyle of him say that he told him that he's upgrade. He told him he's upgrade. And he told him we should be the Rebbe's way to me. And we say that for Tommy who? We need the Rebbe's way to me. We need Tamu Ha'asim Tite. So the Tite itself is not the Tamu we could say. Ilo Yamrino, Mayim, Jereki or Nimanago, Mayim, 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 so then the Gemara says, no, Rashi mentioned the Pshat. Read the Azeit, the Fuhl of the Rio Rishayno, Boha Mashpati, Yezom Yitzere, Isi Azov Tome, Lacheri, is Tome, Lacheri, the Bailo, the Bailo means the one who became Izzah, who needs to be Rebuy of the Rio Rishayno, Shmamino, Isi, according to Rashi's Pshat, we understand the Gemara very well, who needs to call the Rebuy of the Rio Rishayno, because the Posi, does not have reference to the real Rishayno. Because the real Rishayno. So, because the real Rishayno. So, certainly. So, who needs to call the real Rishayno? So, anyway. So, the Shmamino became a single mind. But according to the Eastern Farshe, so, in here to Portoya, so even the real Rishayno is the Tamil.
is mitamei bimasa. So the mele, how will they explain this gemara? So umiditzlichli ubuyel v'nolishenko, in other words, so the other shenko have another verse in the gemara, because in our text it is written umiditzlichli ubuyel v'nolishenko. So that implies that Rio Vishenko is certainly not mitame. That Rio Vishenko of the here to Fort Toya is certainly not mitame. But these Vishenim are generates who we need to call the Buddha the Rio Vishenko. Shmano Lava, in other words, who we need to call the Buddha the Rio Vishenko. Of the Mitzeya. Of the Mitzeya. Not of the here to Fort Toya, but of the here to Fort Mitzeya. So the Persic has to tell us that the Rio Rishenu, that the Rio Rishenu, or be here to form its air. So is Mitame, so it's a raya that Rio Rishenu shows up is not in my life. Rio Rishenu of its air does not have anything of my life, because if the Rio Rishenu of an Itzeiro would have a din of Mayon, so why does the Torah have to tell us, a special Zeros HaKosov, that the real Rishenu is Mitame? Because of the special Zeros HaKosov, it should be Mitame because of Mayonis of an Itzeiro. So it's a raya that it's not a raya. So that is a very strange shot. So he said, according to this pshat, there is a still a real day. What is Gemara patient? Gemara is patient, Abai is patient, Mali Mayon, Mali Lav Mayon. So in other words, seems according to the Rishenu. So the posik has reference to Rio Rishenu of Zahav, that is Mitami Lumasa, has reference to Rio Rishenu of Zahav, so Mele it is Mitami. So seems it is Mitami. So what difference does it make whether the Rio Rishenu of Zahav has a deal of mind, does not have a deal of mind, see as your father saying mono, if he has a deal of sale. So the first discharge is the Mitame, he must. Not because of my loneliness, but because of Zive. Zive as such would be Mitame Masse. So the fact that in addition, he is affected with another Tumah of Tumah Soras should detract from the Chumre of the Zive. If the first Zive in a year to four toil is becoming a Masse, so the fact that in addition of being Gizab, so of having a Zive is also a Zive, why should that detract the little effect of Tumah Zive? So whether it is Mayon, not Mayon, what we have is a Zakosu, that in northern Toya, in a year to Fort Toya, so the first discharge of Mitame is Mitame Lumasa. And so the fact, so what is it, Mitzera Edition? Does that negate the Ziva character of the discharge? So what difference is it? For the Masa Rabbiko, Kidioma Mitamanino, Male Male, Male Male, Male, Voi, Ni, Ikan, Utra, Hai, Kome, Veo, Ishenio, Vohon, Roche, Nato, Vohon, Buchte, Mona, Kosu, Stein, Kome, Tome. After all, we learn now that it's becoming the Masa from the Azob Zeve. And Azob Zeve, because Azob won Zeve twice, so it becomes about that. So here the Posse doesn't discuss the first Riyah, but discusses the second Riyah. He discusses the second Riyah. Vole Masa de Dikok, Nome da Manina, Male Mayon, Male Lav Mayon, Vole Dihik al Reif, Nele Haikrobe, Riyah Rishenyo, Vo Me Hochen Akkel, Om Chom Buchte, Mon Akkel, Shkai, Mikor Atomei, Vole Dihik al Reif, Riyah Rishenyo, Vizom, גרינגי לחיים זה תומה, תומס עצמו, תומס מעצו, הוזום בעובי אחס, אימי ילגרי יקרי, כי יום אביקם ומכם נעיץ. So what kind of לחיים זה תומה is there? If the real Rishema, according to this Rishema, so in here to Portoya, the real Rishema is certainly mitamei bimas, the zive, the real Rishema, the dwarf of the zive of Rishema, is certainly mitamei bimas. But the shayla is, if he's in Tzeira Medina, I mean, that's very strange. So he says, so how do they explain it? And why, after all, yet from our Solomon, eh? So they say, no, because even though we're here to port oil, so the first discharge is given to me. It's given to me, to the person. The person will be the Tamil Masse. So since the person will be the Tamil Masse, so mainly, we ask the coach, Mashiach, if we say that, so it's not given to me, to the person, because it was told me before too. One second. So, Kashi, but how can we say the Kalachemia? Lachem Gerentume. If it's really Sheino, so it's not Gerentume, master to the person, because really Sheino is one Rie, he's only Tumis Valkyrie. So, a Valkyrie is not the Tabu de Masse. A Valkyrie, if another Toya will carry the Valkyrie, will he become Tome? He will not become Tome. So how is it given to the Lachem? It's not being given to the Lachem. So, Lachvoi Dmitra Mina Beria Vishenu Vizabdel Lachem Nel Tumas Maso Hozabo Viyacha Zengel Kere Yekeri Kidome Vekame Kemi Shtari Vitum Azifo Vishom Vishukom Vei Dria Vishenu Atsu Yuri Kere Vikere Vitamu Yer Maso Umishum Shekosu Vizvori Vizvich Vizvichko Otso. In other words, and these Rishayim had another verse in the Torah, because they couldn't apply their pshat according to our verse, because in our verse it says, "Umidz rechore rebuye beriyo shliyo." These Rishayim had the verse, "Umidz rechore rebuye beriyo rishayno." So, how did they get that verse? So Rashi explains, it was never written inside the text of the Gemara. It was never written in Yitzchak Cholo Rebuye Beriyo Shemiyo. It was written the way it's written in our text. Yitzchak Cholo Rebuye Beriyo Shemiyo. But, on the margin, so, someone wrote, Yitzchak Cholo Rebuye Beriyo, so, someone wrote, and someone who learned, you know, the Gemara, so he wrote on the margin. In order to understand it, so for his own benefit, so on the margin he wrote, so Shmamino, that real Rishayno is not, because since the Gemara said, Umidis Rechole Rebuye Beriyo Shmiyo, so he wrote, Mashma, real Rishayno, everything. So then another person came, and he became confused, he thought that what was written on the margin should be written inside the text. So the memory changed the girse. So that's how this girse took place, in other words, because one person, one Talmid who was studying the Gemara, and in the Gemara it was written, Uminis Rechon Rebuye Berliyo Shmiyo, Shmam Lepensibola Magno. That's the right girse. So he wrote on the margin, Shmamino, that Rio Rishayno Ivrita. Then another person learned from that same manuscript, and he saw Rio Rishayno, he didn't understand what it was all about. So he thought that what the Hagoya on the margin meant was that the Girse should be Uminis Rechol Rebuye Berio Rishayno. So he changed the Girse, and he put, instead of Uminis Rechol Rebuye Berio Shmiyo, he put in the expression Uminis Rechol Rebuye Berio Rishayno. But it's a mistake. So he said, you are music. The high Berio Rishayno, pay we show you this morning. Perusha Mitzvah. Take the same of the real Mishaino Shem Yikosu this morning. It's a Perusha. Rikoyo, Ateva Shmanimo. We can see the Bavayim, the Chsibasre, Otoim HaMiliz Rechol Mishnio, Mashma, Avoy Mishaino. So that's what one Talmud, who knew what he was saying, wrote at the margin. But then the second Talmud, who learned from the same manuscript, he became confused, and he misunderstood the Avoy on the margin, and he thought that what the margin was saying was that the Girse should be changed. And in other words, instead of writing inside the text, we should write inside the text. Mamish, I mean, Rashi says that, but it's not the people, I mean, who didn't know, who were not on the Chachomim who said that. If they had been plain people who were not on the Chachomim, then Rashi wouldn't even have mentioned their shit. So they were big wanted too. So Rashi attributed their shit to this kind of mistake. But it's not the Stabler that the whole shite is grounded in such a mistake because they saw a certain agoye on the margin, and so they didn't understand the meaning, the contents of that agoye, and they thought that this agoye implied that the girse should be changed, and because of that they changed the girse. It's not this now. So, but the question is, I mean, how do we explain it again? I think that these Rishonim, when they say that Rabbi Yosef, on the contrary, he held Rabbi Yosef that the real Rishonim of Zibe of here to Portoia is certainly Tamil. So how could he say that the real Rishonim of another, the real Rishonim has been of Shechazera, it's only the Tamil to myself, but they meant Rio Rishenor, when Rabbi Yosef raises the Shire, Rio Rishenor shall say that Maushe is coming master, it's a new writer. Let's suppose, in order, I mean, let's say, a certain person, his name is Ruben. Let's say, he's in the tail. Ruben is in the tail. And he had, at 9 o'clock in the morning, he had the first discharge of sin. The first discharge of sin. And then, so, of course, if he will have no other discharge of Zibbe, then it goes without saying, even according to these Rishonim, that this person, let's say, suppose he had been here, let's say Ruben had not been here, he's a year before Torah, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, he has won a first discharge of Zibbe, and he has no other discharge, then even these Rishonim will agree that it will not be Tamil. Because then it's only too scary. The government does not become any more Talibalkar as a result of one discharge. But Rabbi Yosef has reference to the case, let's say, Ruben is in the tail. Ruben is in the tail. And at 9 o'clock in the morning he had the first discharge of him. And then at 10 o'clock he had another discharge. So the melee, as far as Ruben is concerned, he becomes the real Balzok. So then the question is, now after we have the second discharge, and the first discharge didn't dry up, it's the end. So, and somebody carried the first drop, the first discharge, after Ruben had a second discharge. So Mele, Rabbi Yosef has the Abaye, and Ruben is in Tzere, whether it's in Tamil Dimas, if Ruben has not been in Tzere, so these Rishonim say, So then, in view of the fact that this discharge that we are discussing is two mistakes, whether it's becoming mass or not, was followed by another discharge, and the government became the real Balzar. So when the government becomes a Balzar, so it's not as it is on the basis, exclusively on the basis of the second discharge. So it's on the basis of the first discharge and the second discharge. Because if he didn't have the first discharge, so the second discharge would be the first discharge. He wouldn't become Tomei Tuka and Kaun Zayin Ki. So in other words, now that we know at 10 o'clock he had the second discharge, Rubin had the second discharge. So if Rubin hadn't been in Tzere, then there is no doubt that Rav Yosef would say that the first discharge will be Mitamei Lemaaseh. Because Lachem gave Tumei Lemaaseh Kodesh. And so he cannot ask the Kasha of Rashi against the Pshat. How is Lachem gave Tumei? He's only a like a Baltel. So he's not even given to Lachem. No! Rav Yosef has reference to a case where the real Yishenio of the Mitzvah was followed by a Rio Shio. And the Shire is, and somebody carried the Rio Shio. The Rio Shio is in the second block of the Rio Shio, he didn't carry. Whether the person who carried the Rio Shio after the same person had the second Rio, whether the carrier of the Rio Shio, of the teacher of the Rio Shio, is becomes Tomiyama. So if he hadn't been in Tzere, so then of course it's still strange. So if he hadn't been in Tzere, so then it certainly would become Tomiyama. Because of the Kawahele Allahim, to many last, because in view of the fact that this Rio Shio, together with the Rio Shio, was given to me to that to Ruben. If Ruben had not been in Tzero. But since Ruben is in Tzero, so anyway we cannot say that the people of the Rio Rishino should be Tamid in Maso on the basis of Kawahena, because it was given in this specific situation, even though Ruben had already a second discharge. But it wasn't given to me to him because he was Tommy anyway, he was the Tommy the Master anyway, even before. So the name of the Shire is a Mitame the Master, or it's not the Tommy. So the melee, most of the kashas by Rashi are not all. In other words, except one kasha, because yes, you have signed money. So, since in the case, if Ruben had been a Mitzvah, so there, in view of the fact that Ruben had a second discharge, so the melee, the first discharge, is not a Mitamim Maser on the basis of that Kalahenda, Lachem the two as a coachman. So yes, you have a sign on it. That kasha is not answered. But all the other kashas that he asks from the Morris, that the Rio Rishino makes him only into a Balkari, and he doesn't have it to Mazar. So that is answered because Rav Yosef has reference to the case of the Rio Rishino Shom Yitzhiro, who already had a second discharge too. But the Shire is the person who carried the people of the Rio Rishino, if he's a Yitzhiro, whether he becomes one. I wanted to cover more land, but that will involve us in the whole Indian, so on Sunday, but you should go over very carefully the whole Gemara in all the cases up to the next mission. And we should be able to cover a lot of land next Sunday.
Shir Yud Aleph Nida Yerudea Benos Kusim Chesi Vene Tovshim Mem Beis May 30th, 1982 on Sunday.
Now we left off the Gemara. Omer Ravune, that's why I'm here on the Gemara. Omer Ravune, Rio Rishinu Shal Zav Mitam Beinis. Shenema Zeis Tiras Hazav. Vashatitzi Meni Shich Vazera. Ma Shich Vazera mitam beinis, afir rishini shol zav mitam beinis. Rashi, mitam beinis eise tu mekavo hamurabo. Mag, vitu maser, viker, ulitzarif rishni o mitam beikiz avgon. Vihod yichziv mipzonu ulimachmasein, seyalkon ha'ari yashini o dichziv ba'asar kohen. Vluya rishini, du yizkas mishichvazera hakol atzmei. Machmas Enes Krimbo. So in other words, the halacha of Rio Rishini Shel Zav Mitam Beinis has two aspects. Number one, in respect to the Tumas Balcher, even if it's not followed by other Rias. So the one Ria of Zive makes him a Tomei Tumaser. So even if it will be Beinis, not because of the special sickness of Zivin, but because of a certain experience, because of the shock, or because of one of the Shibot Brochim that might give rise to a discharge of Zivin. So he still becomes Tomei Tumaser. That's one aspect of Rio Rishini Shel Zav Mitam Beinis. The other aspect is that suppose this Rio Rishino of Zive is followed by Rio Shvi of Zive. So even though the Rio Rishino of Zive was Machmasenes, not because of the sickness of Zive, but because of a special experience, so still it is Mitzure. So the Rio Rishino of Zive Machmasenes is Mitzure to the second Riyah that was not Machmasenes, and he becomes his Abgom. So that he has to count Zayinki. So this is what Rashi had mentioned. The two aspects. Oise Tumekalo, one aspect, in respect to the Tumekalo of Riyah Rishino by itself. So, even though it was Beines, so he becomes Tomei Tumaseret. And then, the other aspect, Litzarev Mishniyo Litamek is Abgom. Alright. Tosh, Ro Rio Rishino, that's a Mishnah in Zavin. So Ro Rio Rishino Beidkin, they say. So we have to be Beidkin, maybe he had a discharge of Zive, of that fluid, because of excessive eating, because of excessive drinking, because of the shock. So in other words, then he's not a Go, you say no, Benjamin, and say, my love will to me. So what does the Mishnah mean? That we Benjamin, and say, in case it originated in one of the seven experiences, the Mach of the Mishteh, so then he doesn't become Mitzuret with the second Riyah to become Izab. So lo recall, in other words, insofar as becoming affected with Tumazal of being Mechuyev to count Zayin Kim is concerned, so even if the initial Riyah was Beines, did not originate in the sickness of the Zal, but as long as the second Riyah originated in the sickness of the Zav, so then the first Riyah that originated in one of the seven experiences, so is Mitzurev to make him Tomei as his Zav. But it's Beit Kinei Siligami Kom. The halacha is that his Zav is Mechuyev to bring him Kom only if he had three Riyahs. So suppose the first Riyah was Beines, so then, and then he had two other Riyahs, So then he's not mechuyev to bring it home. But in so far as becoming affected with the tumazal, even though the first priya was the anus, as long as the second priya was not the anus, so mainly becomes his own. Beikinez. Bishiva drochi, bimacho, bimishte, bikvitze, bimazo, maila vetume, di beinez ame, havetoya legamre, loy likom, di kamayise, beinez, loy mitztarfe, loy shoveish, loy chayve, ko. Alright. Toshu. Bishniyo beikinez, that the second year we also have to make, we have to make sure that it didn't originate in one of the seven experiences. How could that Mishnah say such a thing? There is a loche, ikre kam ipsore v'loi machmasein says. So certainly in regard to the second year, that makes him into a zav. So only if it doesn't originate in an anus, but if it originates in one of the seven experiences, so then he doesn't become a zav. So how can the Mishnah say that Bishniyo Bein Kineisi only Ligabi Kom Litume Loi El Lav Litume? So obviously, when the Mishnah says Bishniyo Bein Kineisi, it means that if it originated in one of the seven experiences, the Macho, the Mishne, the Kvitze, so then he doesn't become Tomei as his up. So only the Seiva Litume. So since the Seiva of the Mishne is up, he has reference to Tomei, so Reishenava Litume, not Likom. So maybe it's Ikashi against Rabune who says that Rio Rishino Shel Zav is mitame beines, and it can even be mitzuref with the Rio Shio to become a real Zav and to count Aimiki. Midiye, Rokidise. So the Sefer might have reference to me, but the Rishay, when it says Rio Rishino Shel Zav Beitki, has reference only to Igabiko, Tosh. Rebelezer in Rabbi Shlishi Beit Kineis in Yaakov. Rebelezer in Rabbi Shlishi Beit Kineis in Yaakov. Michlau Ditanekame Mifne Atume Koma. Not Mishim Kom. So we see that insofar as Kom is concerned, according to Nalekame, it does not make any difference whether it is Venus or not Venus. And the whole aloche of the difference between Enes and not Venus is only Gavitome, not Gavitome. So the Mele, so as a matter of fact, Pesach points out that the Gemara did not have to be diluted from the clause of Rav Lezer, because the Mishnah in Zavi spells it out that according to Nekame, we don't require Dike as far as Kohen is concerned. So, anyway, so the Gemara is Midayik from the fact that Rav Lezer says, Abishnishi Beikinesi Na Kohen, so it's a Raya only according to Rav Lezer. So there is a Loche that insofar as the Chiyuv Kom is concerned, so every Rie if a Rie is originates in an anus in one of the seven experiences, so then it does not become Mitzurev to be Mechayevin a Kom after three Ries. But insofar as Tume is concerned, insofar as Tume is concerned, so of course it has to be Shaloi Machmasenis. Shaloi Machmasenis means, of course, Shaloi Machmasenis is also an illness, but Shaloi Machmasenis means when it's a sickness, it's a general condition. Machmasenis means it's not a sickness, it's not a general condition. Just because he ate He ate excessively, or he drank excessively, or he had a shock. So because of that, he had the discharge of that fluid. But it's not a general condition. That's called machmasenis. And when someone is afflicted with a sickness that gives rise to this discharge, when the discharge is symptomatic of a certain sickness, then it's called shaloi machmasenis, even though this is as much of an anus as when it originates in machon mishne kvitze. But when the mishne calls it machmasenis, it means it's not symptomatic of a general sickness, but it is just due to a special experience. So, in other words, so we see from this Mishneh that only Reb Lezer holds that a riyah machmasenes is not mitzure ligabikol, but Tanakhama holds that even a riyah machmasenes insofar as kolm is concerned, so it's also mitzure. But of course, that goes without saying. Now, a zav could not be mechuyev kolm if he doesn't become affected with the tumas zav of being tomei and to count zayin kin. So the mele, insofar, so the mele, he could not be, if the first priya originated in the name, so the mele, he could not become a priya call, because seriously got the tumen in order to become affected with the tumazah of counting Zion King. So there we have our law that the Riyabane does not afflict him with the tumazah of becoming the Khuyev to count Zion King. So the Mele, how could he be the Khuyev call? Only if he has the tumazah of counting Zion King. So then we have our law. If 2 years he has the tumazav of counting Zainikin, but the kolm is not with him. If he had 3 years, so then he's mechuyev to bring a kolm. So according to the Kamer, there is no halacha of riyah machmasenes not being mechayev kolm per se, but there is a halacha that one could not, a zav could not be mechayev chuyev kolm unless he is a real zav and he has a tumas shimo and he is mechuyev to count zayin ki. But if the first riyah or the second riyah was meines, so there he doesn't become afflicted with the mazav. How can he be mechuyev kolm? Mashein ken, if the first riyah and the second riyah was shaloi meines. So the first riyah and the second riyah was symptomatic of a sickness of zav. And then the third riyah originated in an anus. So there, since he became a zav, and he became mechuyev to come and die in the kin before the third riyah, and the third riyah, the purpose of the third riyah is only to be mechayev mikom, so there, even though the third riyah was meines, he becomes mechuyev mikom, and Reb Lezer is chayev. But anyway, we cannot say that when the Mishnah says, Riyomishenor Shalzal Beitin, they say that it's in respect to kolm, because according to the Kamer, so kolm per se does not require that the riyah should be shalomated. It's only the tumazav of becoming afflicted with tumazav and becoming required to count zayin kin that requires a riyah shalomated. So, but as far as kolm is concerned, so that can be even a riyaseinus. So the mele, we cannot say that when the Tanakhama says, when the Rabbonon say in the Mishnah Zavi, Ro riyo isheino beikinei say, likom, because kom per se doesn't require riyo shalaybeinus. But obviously, it means it has reference to the union of Tumi. So we see that not only the second discharge
has to be symptomatic of a sickness and not to originate in one of the seven experiences. But even the first prayer has to be a riyah shaloi beinus. And if it's a riyah beinus, it cannot be mitzuret. So it's a kashe ger chabule. So the Gemara says, look, the kul alma likom, the ochet esim from me flige. The ochet esim from me flige. Now, the hazot, ישיר הזאת השכיץ ממנו שכבזר על איתו מכו ועדובו בנידוסו ועזוב בזייבי לעזוכו ולנכן בו ולאיש אשר ישקע בפניו so ועזוב אל זייב so S is written the Torah so ואיזה מקום מפריד רבונו מדר שאיס ורבלי זה הדורי שאיס רבונו מדר שאיס עזוב חוד ועזוב תצבון ריב and Zeyvei Tart and the S he doesn't count so the Melee Hazov Chode Zeyvei Tart so then the Torah says Hazov Zeyvei Lazoch Bishlishi Akshrachmon Elin Keivo so now this Aloche that the Riyo so it's not itane that is peculiar to Zav. By Zove, there is no difference whether a woman has a menstrual flow because she has a period, that's her general condition, or she has a menstrual flow because she was overtaken by a special experience, by a shock or by something. So by surprise, it doesn't make any difference. So even if the Riyah's dab originates in a special experience, it's not symptomatic of the condition, of the general condition that she has her period or cycle. So she's stomach, she's male just the same. So the male, according to the Rabbanon, they don't count as. So Razov is one Riyah. And Zeyvei, two Riyahs. So then, it's Razochov. He has the same status of Izoho. Now, the Gabi Izoho, there is a special aloche that the Rio Beines is not Mitame. But by Kevo, by woman, it doesn't make any difference when the discharge of Zive is symptomatic of a general condition or is the result of a special experience. So, still, it's Mitame just the same. So, Vazov Zive, if it's only 2 years, so then it has a din of Izoho, and the aloche of Riyah Beinus is not mitame applies. Mashink in the third Riyah, so that has the same din as in the Kevo. And by the Kevo, there is no difference between Riyah Beinus and Riyah Shaloi Beinus. Zov Chod. So in other words, where is the machlesium? That the machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Reza was on the question as whether korban per se, whether the aloche of Riyah Seinus in the mitame applies to korban per se or not. And Tanekame says it doesn't apply to korban. The whole aloha of Riyah Seinus in Mitame applies only to Tumezav of Zayinikim. But in so far as korban is concerned, so even Riyah Beinus can be the high korban. But one could not become a Riyah korban unless he is first afflicted with Tumezav. But in so far as korban per se is concerned, the Machshon Esyum, the Machshon Esyum that there is no halacha of Riyo Shein or Shalemes. Riyo Shalemes can be the Chayev Kom per se. Now the Gemara is saying no, that the Tanakame is also made והלוכה אופני הסיינס אין מיטמי, does not only apply to tume, but it applies to kom also, to kom per se. But, on the contrary, in so far as tumas zov is concerned, so the rio rishino, even if it's beines, can be mitzuref to rio shio, to afflict him with tumas zov, regardless of the king. But in so far as the chiyuv kom is concerned, so that the Nekame also agrees with Rav Lezer that both Ries cannot be Mechayev Kom unless the two Ries, the second Ries and the first Ries, are Rio Shalomim. But the Nekame holds the third Ries can be Mechayev Kom even if it's a Rio Beis. Once the Zav had two Ries Shalomim, so then, the third Riyah can be Mechayev in the Kom, even if the Riyah is Beinus. Whereas, Chazlezah, not only the first two Riyahs, in order to be Mechayev in the Kom, have to be Riyah Shalom Beinus, but even the third Riyah, in order to be Mechayev in the Kom, has to be a Riyah Shalom Beinus. So the first Riyah, in order to be Mechayev in the Kom, to be mitzuret, regarding chiyuv kom, it has to be shaloi beines. But in order to be mitzuret, to afflict him with tumas zav, regarding zayin kiyin, it can be even a real beines. So azov chodesh yitart lizocho bishlishi, lizocho bishlishi asher achman lintay. The Rebbe Zadok ish es hazov chodesh eze es tart zei veiklat. So azov. So in other words, the aloche of free shalidainess, the requirement of free shalidainess, applies. But the vi asher rachmono l'nikevo. What does it mean, the vi asher rachmono l'nikevo? Once he had three vias, so he's a full zav, he has to count zaynikin, and he has bechuyev to bring a korban. So the fourth vias is of no significance. It is of significance. In other words, he's bechuyev to count zaynikin. But suppose he starts counting and then on one day he has another discharge, so that's it, so on Afreya, all the Zayinikin. So the question is, suppose after he saw three Riyas, and all the three Riyas were Shalom Beinus, so he became Chuyev Nikol. And he started to count Zayinikin. And then he had, in the midst of the count of Zayinikin, he had a Riyabeinus. So that Riyabeinus, Ozach, Vilviz, Ozach, Shrach, Nolikin, that Riyabeinus, Viloibayim to me, the Mechaz Yetarot, and Kamalei, or the Kol Namalei, the Mishlei Shechaylei, El Yistiret, Gegen the Posat, the His, the His, the Yashiva Nikin, Viro, Rio, Hiviz, Abirbenis. So that's the aloha. The relevance of Rio Shalibenis after the third Rio. So that's, in other words, that regarding the aloha, that the Rio of Zile in Sensei of the Divine King, so once he became the Huya Vinikom, so then a Rio, even the Enes, is Sensei of all the Divine King. Tosh, Rabbi talking about his own Bechol Bakeri Oyo, the Lama Yotzo Leho Kilolo Fula Ah, the Lama Yotzo Leho Kilolo Fula Hachmo Leho Kilolo Shini Tame Beis Ula Hachmi Olo Shue Isi Mishka Pameisha Eimes, Ila Yim Bri Shniyo Hecha Hadu Bechol Bakeri. So that's not to Maserim El Shite Bri Rishenno Vikotono Leho Kilolo Shini Tame Beis Vitizbre lachmir olof sheis in mishka v'meishav v'riyo v'sheino ba mishka v'meishav. He's only tomei tumas eres like a tumas balkeri. He doesn't have the tumas zav as such. Elohet and he's only in the ways of the balkeri v'riyo v'sheino v'lo mo yotza v'riyo v'sheino l'okul olof lachmir l'okul olof sheini mitam v'ine l'achmir olof sheis in mishka v'meishav. Omer abune zov v'inu mi potik shel seiri zeiv bo mi psara meis שכבר זה רבו מצר החי, זה ידיו ודיו אלוהים ואיצו המוזר. שכבר זה רק שור ודיו אלוהים ואיצו שאין לו מוזר. Now, Dama Yilde Sholitov. It's a very difficult thing. Dama Yilde Sholitov, so... Dama Yilde Sholitov, Bishama Yimri, Jereiko Uchmei Meradreo, Ubisil Yimri, Mitame Ilach Viyotish. Mitame Ilach Viyotish. In other words, so there's a machlokes between Bishama and Bishila, in the Yimitea, suppose the Yilde, so in the Yimitea she has a discharge of dam. So of course, if she has a discharge of dam after she was developed, Yelede Zohar, after the 7 days she was developed, and then she has a discharge of dam, so that dam is certainly correct, according to everybody. But suppose it's already after the Zion, 7 days by Yelede Zohar, or the 14 days by Yelede Zohar, and she wasn't developed as yet. And she had a discharge of dam. So Bishamai say that it is, it's only mitamei kireiko chmei meragleh. In other words, it's not affected with the tumas dam nido as such, because dam nido is mitamei. It's a special tumah, and it's mitamei lach liyomish. It's mitamei lach liyomish. Now, dam tarish on mitzaraz, so, bishama is mitar in the gamre, and bisilel, they say, it's kireko chmei meragleh. So according to bisilel, dam tarish on mitzaraz has a din of mayonis. And according to Bishamai, it doesn't even have a din of Mayonis. Now, in regard to Aydama Yilde Sholitov, so according to Bishamai, so it's beyond intolerachmone, not beyond mutile talerachmone. So Mele, insofar as the dam nido is concerned, so it's not mitame, it's not affected to too much dam nido. Mimele, but of course, Bishama is also made that if he yielded, even though it's already after the 7 days, after the 14 days, but as long as she's not developed, she has it too much nido. She becomes Mishka Vermesha, and the Mayonis are mitame, but since according to Bishama, so dam, which does not conform to the characteristics of Mayonis, it's not the Sagan Yetze. So according to Bishamai, it doesn't have a din of Mayon. So Mele, according to Bishamai, Dam Ayil de Shomitoglo, so Midraise, it's not the Tamil Do, not the Vijereko Chmene Raguel. But Midrabonon, it is the Tamil Jereko Chmene Raguel, because of its Zere. Or to the Dam, Kedem, the dam came in the Yemekia. So it's only in Rabbon, as Rashi pointed out. Oh. Bishama Yemek Reikoch Mim Raglo, Mitame Lach, Mitame Yosh. We hoch et tonelo behet in the Sef, in the Edis. The Nido Kolt Mashu Itop Arei Ben Yosu Kol Vareo. Hil Kach Reiko Mim Raglo Bit Mosso. U Kame Kres Damanide Yalfin Mikroi Ben Reik Shol Zav Mitame Yosh. Yidoma Name Apo Gav Dizam Teyaru, Libishama Kidoma Bidmore, Vimito Lirachmone, Vomore, Mishupayo Name Lekal Itmuye, Do Ei Nisago Yeitze, because only Bishilel, they Darshan from the Posik, the dam, even though it's not Misagor Yetzin, it doesn't come strictly within the category of Mayonis, but it has a din Mayon. That's according to Bishila. So it has a din Mayon in the Raise. But according to Bishamai, because of the other Aloha by Bishamai, so it doesn't even have a din of Mayon. So the Mele on the Raise level, so according to Bishamai, the Mayonis of Itoglo should not be Mitamei, even Kereiko Ochmim Raguel, even Lachit should be Mitamei. But, Adlhoche Rabbonim Gozer Aleo. hoy mit mir und sehr lach sein und zu sehr sein und mir die gotter alle aus in tam lach und ob ich zu ist nei sein gab ich bei keine delete zu muss am rabot in der weis the reason is why the rashi says that according to bishama so da yude shol itoblo so yude chereko khnim raglo the fact that it's mitam lach is only in rabot that's because of the other shita of bishama but it's two separate questions. One machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel is on the question as to whether the dam of a mitzras. What does it mean, dam of mitzras? The bayonis of a mitzras are tov. So the question is whether the dam of a mitzras, so whose bayonis are tov, did I say whether the dam is also tov or not? So according to Bishama, that's the first machlekes. According to Bishamai, so it's not Mitamai. It's not Mitamai because it doesn't come within the category of Mayonis. It's not disagreeing. According to Bishilel, even though it doesn't come within the category of Mayonis as such, but it has a din of Mayonis. A din of Mayonis. Now, if Bishamai, if somebody will agree with Bishamai's Shita in the second Machlokes, but he'll agree with Bishilel's Shita in the first Machlokes, then Bishamai would, then that person who would agree with Bishamai Shita in the second Machlokes, and but not with Bishamai Shita, but with Bishilel Shita in the first Machlokes, then he would say that Damayil Shalitoblo is Mitamei Kereikoch Minam Ragleo Midraiz. But in view of the fact that Bishamai had the Shita in the first Machlokes, that the dam is in as much as it doesn't conform to the characteristics of Mayonis, so it doesn't even have a din of Mayon, so mainly according to the Shammai, the Mayon is only talking about at the Reise level, it's not with Tamei at all, not with Blach, but with the Rabbonon is with Tamei Blach, with Tamei Blach. Why not with Reise? Because of the other shit of the Shammai. But Bishilel saying is mitamei lach miyovish, because Bishilel saying that even though it's imeteya, but miyomi would feel it tayi rachmone. So as long as she was not ibeles, so mimele the dam is done. Now, but one thing is sure, even according to Bishilel, even though Bishilel say that miyomi would feel it tayi rachmone, miyomi would feel it. But it only applies to the Tumas Dam, but not to the Isha. She doesn't become a Nido and you. That even Bishilel is made. That even though she had a discharge of Dam, she had a discharge of Dam in the Yemekeya, in the 33 days, Yelene Zohar, or in the 66 days of Yelene Zohar. So before she went Filet, but she doesn't become, even according to Bishilel, she doesn't become a Nida or new, because it's a Niteya. So that Bishilel is made to Bishamai, that the discharge of Dam in the Niteya, even though it took place before she went Filet, but it doesn't make her a Nida or new. But Bishilel say, Biyomi would Filet Tali Rachmone. Biyomi would Filet Tali Rachmone, so that means that insofar as the Tumas Dam, it's two separate halachas. One halacha is if a woman has a menstrual flow, so then she becomes pale. She becomes pale, Asher Olibayro. She becomes affected with Tumas Nida. So she's Asher Olibayro, and she's Navatume. And then there is another halacha, that the Dam Nida is Tum, is Navatume. So when Bishilel say Biyomi Mutzile Tali Rachmone, that's only vis-a-vis the Dam Nido, the Tume of the Dam Nido. So Biyomi Mutzile Tali Rachmone. But insofar as the Tumas Nido is concerned, so Bishilel also made it to the Shammai. As long as it's already in the Meteya, so the discharge of Dam does not make her into a Nido in you. But of course, until she's developed, even 50 years or 100 years, will expire, she'll remain affected with Tumas Nido because
of the needles, the shem needle that was hal on her before. But insofar as the new discharge of dam is concerned, even according to Bissilel, she doesn't become a needle anew. But until she's the Veles, so she has the tume, snido, even for 50 years or for 100 years. So, but the shita of Bissilel is, biyomim utfile tali rachmone, that the tumas dam needle, which is an avatume by itself. So that is biyomim utfile tali rachmone. And even in Yemiteya, so the dam needle itself is an avatume. So the Gemara says, Tani, Oma lehen b'sil b'sham, yate meyim b'di yoshoi tovim v'os adam shiit meyo, Oma lehen b'shamai, lo yim amartem b'di yoshoi tovim v'os adam meyo, tivu b'yiledes, shiit tovim v'os o shiit teyo, Oma lehen yiledes b'zei tichya, shiit tovim v'os alachalim v'isvira teyo, lo yim tovim v'os adam meyo, Oma lehen hu adin v'yachu, Limeimre de Plige, in other words, the Bilal is Bizeiv, also there is a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel, and Bishamai who say, Biyomim Tali Rachmone, not Biyomim Utfile. So, even Bilal is Bizeiv, so just Biyomim is Tali Rachmone. But now, who made the Bilal is Bizeiv, Shimitamalach Yovich? So even Bishamai is made it? Loikashe. Kamshe sofko, kamshe loy sofko. So in other words, when does Bishamai say that just be yomi? So, in other words, when does Bishamai say, that the dam she sees, so in the Yemiteya, so in Stoye, that is by Yeledes Bizei, where she already counted that. She counted Zayin Kiyim within the 14 days. She's on the other side of the Kevo. And then she stopped seeing down. One day after she gave birth to the Kevo, and she counted Zayin Kiyim. And then, after the 14 days expired, she had a discharge of down. So then, that down, according to Mishama, is not Tomei. Mashein Kiyim, if she had a discharge of down after the 14 days, but she has not as yet managed to count Zayniki, then even Bishama is made that is Tomei. Because since she is in Yeledes Bizei, so she has to count Zayniki. And if she hasn't finished counting Zayniki, so every year that she has is Seiselim Apreya, the whole count. So Mimele, it is Mitame. So even Bishama is made that is Tomei. Kanshe sof or kanshe lo yisof. Alright. Now, the Rashi. You learn it, is it a fear, Hashem tov lach, Hashem onzo, zayin ikim livad imi tume zlayin, viru asa teiro, yidi dam toiro, vichu litov viru asa tome. Omru bisham yad dikle, maki yich adam yemi yolez gmur akreide, shol litov viru asa teiro, kach yolez bizei, pshov lo yemi lide, vishiv an ikim, viru litov viru asa teiro. Kanshe sof o beri seo, bisof o zayin ikim, mas nis, nimege bisham ay, ki shov lo yemi lide, vaday nisof rachay, shiv an ikim, vore kam, av agab dam bisham yad yolez gmur akreide, kere yitvuch כל פעם שלו יסוף פה זוגוי ואימרו עשור להלו כרעיקו וחמין רגלו תילו רעיק מתאנו לך ולו יובש כדום לדם הנידה וכי יורי כן ריקי כדאי לך אבל דומו מתאנו לך ויובש כשאו דם הנידה כדאי לך ולדם הנידה ואתן יבין איך הוא עושה יולדת בזאיב שסוף הוא יטוב לו שסוף פה ולו יטוב לו ורוע עשור הולכו בשם לשיטוסם בסיל לשיטוסם ושם הוא ראשית עושה גרן עם תר בי יהודת ראית איזה מתר ובהר וכסבא בי יהיה מתור רחמונה ואומרו לו כל יום עם שלום ובסיר ראשית עושה מכסבא בי יהיה מוצר לתור רחמונה וכי מיטב לה ודום או תומי כתומס ראית את אבא ותום נא, איתמה רב אומר מה יונח עוד הוא נאו this is the basic מחלקס רב אומר מה יונח עוד הוא ואתה רותי מוסי ואתה רותי רוסי וראי ויאמר שניים היונסי, ניסתם התומי נפתח התוי, ניסתם התוי נפתח התומי. What does it mean, שניים היונסי? In other words, that within the 7 days and the 14 days, so it's a mind tome. So the dam comes out from one mind. And then, after the 7 days, after the 14 days, So it's nistamatame, and any discharge that comes out is comes out from a mayim toy. So then, after 40 days, at the end, with the sunset of the 40th day, so that marks the end of the Yemitei Ayole Zohar. Or with the sunset of the 80th day, that marks the end of the Yemitei of Yeredes Nikeimo. So then, it's Mistama Toir and Niftach Atome. So Nistama Tome, Niftach Atoya. Nistama Toir, Nistama Tome means after the end of the 14th day. So it's Nistama Tome. So then any dam that is discharged is comes from the Mayim Toir. Then at the end of the 80th day, so it's Nistama Toir. That marks the conclusion of the Emeteya. So in the Chatome, any dam that is discharged comes from Maintam. Mai binaye, ike binaye, shifas mitichshivo lachashivo, umitichavo solabaos, umitichavoim lachavoim, umitichshmenim lachashmenim, virav, reishel ikule viseifel lechumre, virevi, reishel lechumre viseifel ikule. Viseifel ikule. Now let's see the Rashi. ושם יש לו שכירים תאר ביום לפני דוסים, תאר בארץ, כזו בינים את אור רחמונה, ואומר לו כל יום שם, ובסיר ראשית עושה בכסף עוד יימו, תשאיר את אור רחמונה. וכי בלי טוב לא אבא דומו, תומי, כי תומה סלידה, דהר ואבא תומה, מעיניך עוד הוא דם הבוא במילידה, ודם הבוא במיטיה, ממעיניך עוד אימוי. העתיר אותי מוסי, כל שיבו לי זו חובי לאו וכיבו, והעתיר אותי רוסי, אך המקרה. ניסתמה תומי לחשוליים ונפתחתו יר. ניסתמה תומי לחשמי ונפתחתו מי. לרב, סובץ נפקיניני כבנאי שיפס מתיך שיבו לאחר שיבו. In other words, there was no start. If the flow started, let's say, in the afternoon of the seventh day, or in the afternoon of the 14th day, by the Yeredes Nikeimo. And without a stop, it kept on flowing down. So, Mele, so according to Rav, that the dam that comes out in the Yeriteya, is comes out from the same mayim, as from the same source, as the dam that is discharged in the Yemeleide, in Leide. But it's the Sakosu, even though it's the same dam, but it's the Sakosu. Whatever is discharged in the Yemeleide is Tome, and whatever is discharged in the Yemeteya is Tome, is Toy, is Toy. But it's the same dam, it comes from the same source. So Mimele, even though she kept on having a flow all the time, from the afternoon, we started in the afternoon of the 7th or the 14th, and it continued into the 8th, into the 8th or into the 15th, without it stop, but it's still Tomei, whatever is discharged. And the 8th or on the 15th is historia. The Rav Reishin is Shifas Mitzachinitum and Mitaro Ikule Uteiro. The Avogav do Iposak do Ateiro Te Arte. ויסייפה וישופו מתיחמם לאחמם ומתיחפה לאח השמיים לחומרי ותמיו לאח השמיים להתיר אותי מוסי ולהביא ראש לחומרי in the case where she שיפס from the 14th into the 15th כינדו לפוסקו וניסתם מים תומי ויסייפה מכולה דכינדו לפוסקו וניסתם מים תומי. Now this Gemara has to be explained. The Chassam Sefer in the Chuvetz, so he raises the question: how is it possible? How can we conceive that there is a machleket between Rav and Levi in such a mitzias? I mean, whether the dam that comes out, that is discharged in the Yemeteya, comes from the same source as the dam that is discharged in the Yemeleya? How is it possible? It's a question of mitzias. I mean, how could there be a machleket on such a question, when there is such a divergence of opinion in respect to mitzvahs, I mean, such a divergence of question, in other words, whether it comes out from the same source or from a different source. So the Chasam Sefer says that it certainly comes out from the same source. It comes from the uterus, from the mokeh. I mean, everybody knows that the dam that is discharged, whether it's in the lady or it's in the mitea, it all comes out from the uterus, from the mokeh. But the machlekes between Rav and Levi is whether the discharge of dam in the Yemelede and the discharge of dam in the Yemeitea originate in the same sibe, in the same cause, or in different causes. So the Chasam Sefer says, Rav says, my nechot, and we pass like Rav, of course, we pass like Rav, not like Levi. So what does it mean, my nechot? Not that it comes out from a different source. Rav is made it, that the dam that is discharged in the Yemeitea, so emanates from the uterus, from the body, but it is due to a different cause. In other words, there is another physiological cause for the flow of dam in the Yemeitea. So according to Levi, it is due to a different cause. But according to Rav, it's due to the same cause. In other words, the same cause that brings about a discharge of dam in the Yemeitea brings about a discharge of dam in the Yemeitea. But why is this discharge toya and this discharge tome in the Yemeitea and this discharge is toya? The same as a cause. Mashenke Levi, he says the reason is why the Torah declares the dam that is discharged in Yemeitea and Stoyer, because even though it emanates from the same source, from the uterus, from the mokeh, but it's due to a different cause. Now, so according to the Chasam Sefer, so there is still a machlekes between